We got off to the Nekuda that says Rabbi Omer. Eizu Iderech Sharash Yavar Adam. We discussed this issue of what is the proper path that a person is supposed to choose during his lifetime. Then Rabbi Yudah Anasi continues to say that if Izayu b'Mitzvah Kalu kebechamura, she ain't ata yodeh matan secharan shel mitzvot, because of the fact that a person does not know the reward of mitzvot, so therefore each mitzvah, you're supposed to be careful about them. So each of the mitzvot are important, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them, even if we don't know the reason, we have to trust, if we believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a purpose in our lives, so therefore a person is supposed to trust the Creator, that there is a reason behind every mitzvah that exists. So therefore, since we don't know the reward, person is supposed to therefore put away his own personal calculation, and therefore do each mitzvah that a person has an opportunity to perform. So then he says, however, v'imechashev hefzed mitzvah keneged sechara, u'sechara avera keneged hefzeda. Even though he just right now he told us that we don't know the reward of each mitzvah, nevertheless he continues, but seemingly it's a little bit contradiction. He says, calculate hefzed mitzvah keneged sechara. How much do you lose as a result of doing a mitzvah? And put in front of that sechar of the mitzvah. That means, how much do I lose if I perform a certain mitzvah? How much do I lose? And then, can I get the reward? And also, sechar avera. Let's say if a person would do some kind of an avera. How much would be your reward? How much would be your benefit? By the fact that you do an avera, can I get hefzeda? And how much loss factor is going to be in as a result of the avera that you perform, the sin that your person does. So therefore, calculate all of these things put together. So you see, based on this calculation, whether is it worth it in the long run for a person to do an avera and not to do a mitzvah. So this is the nekuda. So one of the gedole ha-chassidut, Rav Pinchas Horowitz. So he asks this question. Didn't you just tell me, you don't know the reward. So what does it mean? Go calculate how much do you lose, how much do you gain. I don't know how much I gain. There is nowhere that is it written how much would you gain. So since the Torah doesn't say how much you would gain by performance of each mitzvah, so where is the calculation coming from? So it says, this aspect, you should know, this is up to you. Even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give the reward of the mitzvot, but the reward of each mitzvah is up to you. What does that mean? It says like this. And many mefarshim explain the same way. Ki ein gevul v'kitzva l'sechar she'alulim l'kabel ba'ad mitzvah ahad. There is no limitation how much a mitzvah can be rewarding to us. He said, however, da'alecha, you should know, sechar ha'mishtalem lefi ha'chashivut she'adam me'aches l'mitzvot. You know how much you're going to get reward? How much importance do you give to that mitzvah? How do I know how much importance do I give? That means, let's say I do it. But how do you know? It's not mitzvot anashim minumada. Because of a person is accustomed to certain habit. It became habitual. You know, I do it. It's a habit. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know when you're going to know how much you're going to get reward? It says as follows. He says, if in general, up to how much would it cost me the performance of the mitzvah? And if I see that at the end of the day it's too costly, I would put it aside. So that's how much it's worth. That's how much every time you do the mitzvah, that's how much it's worth it to you. That means, let's say in general a person is, let's say during the winter time especially, we have mincha, the latest would be let's say 4:30, maximum 4:45, whatever it is. Sometimes, you know, it's earlier, it's later. So let's say a person is a store owner. So, and then all of a sudden you have a customer. So if the customer would be $100, it's worth it for my time to lose out on the mitzvah of praying mincha completely. If it could be that maybe somebody is not willing to let it go for $100, maybe for $200, for $500. At the end of the day, how much would it be? Would you be willing to let go of a mitzvah? Right now I'm giving an example of mincha, but it could be whatever it is. Because of the fact that there is such an opportunity for me to earn so much money, I let go of the mitzvah. So that's how much you will gain every time. That's the nekuda, that the sahar is unlimited unless you put a price tag on it. To what extent am I willing to let go? Let's say it could be the same thing would be for shacharit. If I go early hour in the morning for shacharit, I miss shacharit betzibur. I miss. Perhaps sometimes it could be tefillin a person misses. Somebody told me that because of the fact that he's working, you know, between shifts, going from one location to another location, he puts on tefillin 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever it is, sometimes in the afternoon, sometimes Khalil al-Khas, a person could miss. So how much is it that you get reward for the mitzvah of tefillin? Based on how much, up to how much did you sacrifice the mitzvah to earn that much money? So therefore, for every mitzvah you put your own price tag on it. So that's how much you gain every time you do the mitzvah. So therefore, based on this, we come to understand why is it that in general, it's not ona'ah when it comes to spiritual gains. Which means, in general, let's say, halachically speaking, an individual is not aware of what he possesses. He doesn't know how much this item is worth. I know, he doesn't know. So I go over to the guy, I say, listen, your item is a piece of garbage. I'm willing, however, for this piece to give you $100, $200, $500. But the item is worth $5,000. That's mamash ona'a, 100% asur. If the guy doesn't know, I know, he doesn't know, and I don't tell him. So halachically speaking, you could check it out yourself. Halachically is asur. So if that's the case, where does it come from for Yaakov Avinu to come and buy the Bechora from Esav HaRasha for a bowl of soup, lentil soup? You come to give him a lentil soup and he is a Kohen Gadol. You buy it from him for $2. It's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's ona'a. No, that's the same thing. When it comes to physical, you could say there is isur and isur doraita violation. Ona'a. Ona'ad mamon. However, when it comes to the spiritual, you put the price tag yourself. Give me hal itenyam in ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Throw it down my throat. This is what he was interested. Throw that red stuff. Throw it down my throat. That red stuff. So do you want bechavot? I give you the red stuff. Give me the bechora. So this is what you are interested. This is your price tag on it. That's how much it's worth to you. The bechora is worth whatever mitzvah that you do to that extent that you put a price tag. That's how much when it comes to spirituality. So therefore, you put your own price tag. To what extent are you willing to let it go and not perform the mitzvah? That's how much reward you get every time. So therefore, having mechashev hefset mitzvah keneged sechara. Go calculate for yourself. Is it worth it for you not to do a mitzvah? And based on that, you know which direction you should be headed.